On a Monday, it's Bigger Pockets Daily. This is where we take the best articles from biggerpockets.com and read them, so you can keep learning about real estate while you go about your busy life. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single-family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's the cardboard box indicator? Should investors pay attention to it? By Anna K. Cottrell. Let's take a look, shall we? We shall. 2024 will be a crucial year for the U.S. economy, particularly around what the Fed is going to do with interest rates. But for the Fed to lower rates, they got to see some signs of slowing growth. What reliable signs are there that the economy is moving in either the recessionary or the growth direction? There's got to be a better way to tell than using the Super Bowl indicator. It doesn't work, folks. But according to some seasoned investors, you may want to ditch the many tools for predicting economic outcomes in favor of just one. The so-called cardboard box indicator, also known as the cardboard box index. What is it? And is it really the most reliable way to tell which way the economy is headed? First, let's define our term, cardboard box indicator. So investors have used the cardboard box indicator for years. The logic behind this metric is that the total number of corrugated fiber boxes ordered by manufacturers, the greater their planned output. Because up to 80% of perishable goods are still shipped in cardboard boxes. Oh, I have a lot of those in my garage. For many economic experts, it's still a dependable way to predict where consumer spending, and thereby the economy as a whole, is headed. Lately, the cardboard box index has been making the headlines because Jeffrey Kleintop, managing director and chief global investment strategist at Charles Schwab, uses it to issue his predictions about the economy. Things that we make or ship tend to go in cardboard boxes, Kleintop told MarketWatch. So, and I quote, I look at demand for corrugated fiberboard, which is what most cardboard boxes are made of. During the last 3 or 4 recessions over the last 30 years, demand for cardboard boxes fell by 10 to 15%. End quote. Yeah, there's definitely something to it because the last time cardboard box revenues and shipments plummeted drastically, 50%, we were in the throes of the 08 recession. Last year, cardboard box manufacturing declined by 10%. Bum, bum, bum. Which, according to Kleintop, was a significant number that signaled that the U.S. economy was, in fact, in a recession, despite non-manufacturing stocks going well. This year, demand for corrugated fiber has already bounced back. That was a very good fake trumpet, me. Thanks. Don't be surprised if you notice non-manufacturing stocks declining this year while manufacturing stocks actually increase. This is actually a sign of a healthy economy, according to Kleintop. So, okay, How reliable is the cardboard box index? On its face, the cardboard box index is really not a bad way to gauge which way the economy is headed, especially given that respected finance experts endorse it. In fact, it's widely believed that the cardboard box index was first endorsed by former Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan. It would seem that it doesn't get any more reliable with the backing at that level. And yet, there is one potential issue with the cardboard box index, and it's actually a pretty big one. The indicator doesn't necessarily reflect the wider context of the economy. True Tamplin, a certified educator in personal finance and founder of Finance Strategists, told Bigger Pockets that it's important to consider one crucial fact of today's economy: the shift in consumer spending from goods to services, which actually reflects 70% of GDP. While the decline in cardboard box manufacturing at the end of 2022 begged the question, was this a signal of eroding consumer demand following the pandemic influenced by factors like dwindling savings, inflation, and fears of recession? Tamplin says he urges caution before aligning with these interpretations. Now, he thinks that while the sale of cardboard boxes really does tell us something about the economy, the decline in sales doesn't necessarily indicate an overall economic decline, but rather a shift in the nature of consumer spending. Back in 2018, The Atlantic called this a, quote, paradigm shift in the U.S. economy, no less. The argument was pretty persuasive, too, and I quote here, "A huge number of consumer goods now come with at least one functionality aspect that is service-based and typically digital." Think of a smart TV, for example. Part of your consumer relationship with this product is using all the streaming services that come with it. These are provided and managed by digital service companies and staff, and these aren't really optional add-ons anymore either. These features are critical to the functionality of the TV, as The Atlantic explains. A service economy indicator? Let's take a look. Maybe in a few years' time, we'll have a Netflix indicator based on how many people are canceling or renewing their subscriptions, or a banking app indicator. Digital services are integral to today's consumer spending, so it might be worth paying attention to how the service economy is doing, as much as to trends in manufacturing. The problem is that the service economy is difficult to track reliably. It's just that much easier to track the number of boxes produced and shipped. A U.S. Department of Commerce report admits that currently, quote, BLS productivity data are available only for a limited set of U.S. service industries, accounting for about 40% of all service sector employment, end quote. This means we don't have or know how a huge chunk of the U.S. economic output is actually performing, hammering home the realization that tracking the economy on the basis of consumer behavior is currently a bit of a fool's errand. Or at least it won't get you very far on its own. That doesn't mean that the cardboard box thing has no value, but if you're basing your real estate investments decisions on it, you might need to do a bit more homework than that. So Bigger Pockets spoke to Adam Kapruski, founder and CEO of Real World Investor. As a bare minimum, he recommends using the cardboard box index, and I quote, "in conjunction with other leading indicators, like new housing starts, money supply, and the shape of the yield curve," end quote. We'd add the BEA Digital Economy Tracker to that too. It doesn't encompass all of the service economy, of course, but it's a pretty interesting tool for measuring what is, by now, an integral part of the country's economic output. You can see links to all this stuff at biggerpockets.com. Spoiler alert, the numbers are looking pretty good. In the 2018 to 2022 period, the growth of the digital economy outpaced the real GDP growth of the overall U.S. economy, 6.3% versus 1.9%. Now that is impressive, and the data may well hold some key insights into why the U.S. never entered a post-pandemic recession. Cardboard box production can be tracked at the Fiber Box Association website. The Fiber Box Association, for real. The FBA, man. You can see the link to that as well at biggerpockets.com. You can also just look in my garage. Got tons of boxes in there. The economy's doing great over here, man. That's a wrap. But wait, I've got a tip to share. Do you go to your search bar every time you're looking for that real estate investing checklist, spreadsheet, or another resource you need? Stop Googling and head to biggerpockets.com/find to get easy-to-understand market reports, step-by-step investing guides, and so many more free resources for aspiring real estate investors. Save time and get what you really need all in one place. Google's got enough traffic as it is. Give them a break. Visit biggerpockets.com/find. That's biggerpockets.com/find to access free, the key word there, investing resources from Bigger Pockets.